Coaches Insight programs continuing here on Care 93.7 FM. ACCHS Now the Topic. It's brought to you by L&L Construction. We're joined by the girls basketball coach and Andrew Eckert. Coach, a loss Tuesday night against Valley Falls, 44-34, the most recent outing for your team. Just, you know, kind of take us back to that one. What'd you see and a few key takeaways from it?
We saw a lot of good things last night. We saw the basketball going to the hoop a little bit more. We got Kinsey Valerie back, and she played really well in the second half. It just overall, we just didn't play real good defense, and Valley Falls had a lot of shots, which and basketball is kind of the name of the game.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to put it in the hoop. But going back to Kinsey Bowerly, just the importance of getting her back in the rotation and getting her back into the mix, just how important is that?
She's our most experienced player. She's been playing varsity since she was a freshman. So she kind of knows how to play varsity basketball, and she's trying to lead the girls and showing them how to play at the varsity level. So it's good to have her back. She did really well last night for her first game since being out the first 3 minutes of the game in our first game. So we're excited to have her back, and hopefully we can build on some of the stuff we saw last night.
To get a McLouth team on Friday, searching for their first win of the year, but just kind of wanted to get a quick thought on how the schedule kind of shapes out for you guys. It's a little bit different than most teams in the area to close out the 23 portion of the schedule. So you'll play Friday against McLouth, turn around Tuesday, you'll play Horton, and then you got a quick turnaround again. You'll play Thursday the 21st against Pleasant Ridge. Just kind of dissecting this next weekend change and seeing, you know, these quick kind of turnarounds here right before the break. What's your thought on how the schedule kind of played out for you?
Well, I kind of like having three more games before the break. It gives us an opportunity to, especially getting Kinsey back, it allows us to get three more games under our belt with her, and then we can watch the film together over break and see some things we need to figure out. But I think it's three games that if we come together and start seeing or using some of the positive stuff we saw last night, we can compete in all three.
Well, let's talk about the opponent on Friday. That'll be McLouth. You know, they're just trying to find some answers. They're searching for their first win. They got a new coach, a lot of new players, a little bit light on the numbers this year, but they're coming off a loss to Oskaloosa. You know, what can you really tell us about this matchup? What are you looking to see, and ultimately, what do you expect on Friday?
Like I said, I've been telling the girls, right now we're doing a lot of making sure we're preparing ourselves for the whole season. We've been looking at the other teams and scouting them, but we really just need to make sure we're winning by ourselves and getting ourselves in a better position to compete in the long run. So now Friday night, we're just looking to go out there, play some really good defense, and see the basket go through the hoop a little bit more, and hopefully come out with a win.
ACCHS girls basketball coach, that is Andrew Eckert, joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction, as they have three more games before the holiday break, starting Friday at McLouth. They'll get Horton next Tuesday, and then a quick turnaround after that, next Thursday the 21st, they'll get Pleasant Ridge before getting a couple weeks off for that break. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time each and every week. Good luck Friday against McLouth, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
All right, thank you very much.